It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Charles Payne.
I'm Kat Timpf.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, March 11th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. The war on Ukraine continues on, and the discussions have gotten even scarier because now all of a sudden, we're talking about biochemical warfare.
This could signal that chemical warfare is on their minds and something that they might want an excuse to deploy.
This is the Fox News Rundown. War on Ukraine.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick, the show, as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Russia called the UN Security Council meeting on Friday to discuss the Kremlin's claim the United States is conducting biological weapons activities in Ukraine, which the White House immediately denied. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains why Russia might be making this accusation.
They could be banging this drum with the intent of creating some sort of false flag event that they could use it as an excuse to escalate the conflict even more.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, any truth to this?
I will say this once. Ukraine does not have a biological weapons program.
Well, this conflict has already been ugly enough, but imagine if chemical weapons get involved. Now we're talking about a whole different realm.
So this is something that they've been talking about for years now, kind of insinuating, even since the 80s, Russia's kind of concocted these theories that different countries have been dabbling in biological or chemical warfare.
We're speaking today with Fox News reporter Alexandria Hoff, who sat in on this meeting.
Back in the 80s, they made the accusation that America had constructed AIDS in a lab. So there is a history of this, but it does seem like all of a sudden this has been a major talking point coming out of the Kremlin, so much so that the Russian Federation called for an emergency Security Council meeting at the UN, and that did happen today.
Yeah, and as part of that UN Security Council meeting today, the Russians had something to say about the idea that the United States was supporting biological weapon labs in the Ukraine and that they were actually planning to send viruses to Russia using birds. Can you just get into that? Because it almost sounds like a movie, but no, this is a real accusation that Russia says the United States is doing.
Yeah, you know, this was something where I was watching the stream on my computer and I was like, birds. Oh, goodness. I really need to start listening pretty intently here. Yeah. So the Russian Federation, they're saying that during their special operation, as they're calling it, but this invasion of Ukraine, that their soldiers had found in various laboratories evidence that the United States was involved in some kind of scheme with Ukraine where they were looking at birds, bats, even insects as potential vessels for biological warfare. That really stuck out. And what we're hearing back now, of course, from the Department of Defense is that the U.S. does not own any laboratories in Ukraine, does not operate any laboratories in Ukraine. The only involvement that we've had is through this cooperative threat reduction program. It started after the fall of the Soviet Union, and it went in to reduce biological threats at these various labs. You know, they were run in the Soviet era. There were different kind of biological, research elements in there, and they wanted to make sure that they were secured. So that was the U.S.'s involvement. But it seems at this point that Russia has taken that and whatever evidence they think they found as some kind of indication that the U.S. is in cahoots with Ukraine right now.
Okay, so the big screaming question in my mind is why? Why the heck would Russia blame the United States for sending birds or bugs or whatever it is to try and launch some sort of biological warfare against them? What does Russia have to gain here?
So I think that the scary thing for a lot of people who have been following this and listening along is that Russia can set these pretexts by making accusations that that they themselves will then be the ones to follow through with. You know, so Secretary of State Antony Blinken said last month that he was concerned that Russia would come up with some kind of story about chemical or biological weapons, blame it on the Ukrainians or whoever else, and then actually just use that as an excuse to launch a chemical attack of their own. So that's the fear here. And for the Russian advantage is to maybe by spreading this absurd story around that they will themselves gain some kind of sympathy, whether through with the Russian people or, you know, we've seen online people, you hear something like birds or lice or, you know, SARS carrying termites. That's something that people on social media get a little hint of, and it sounds really interesting. So, you know, you think there might be more there. So it's a drum up, maybe some sympathy, even enthusiasm for what Russia says that they are not doing in Ukraine, which is invading it.
Yeah, and disinformation has been a huge part of this Russian invasion of Ukraine. I mean, really from the start, the Defense Department is warning about these so-called false flag operations where Russia would claim something is happening, use that as a reason to invade or use that as a reason to use violence. So if I'm getting your explanation correctly, this may be a scheme by Russia to say, okay, the United States is involved in biological warfare, so it's okay for us. And as you know, Russia has a history of using chemical weapons against their enemies and doing so pretty recently as well. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so that was a major point of criticism during this it wasn't even a hearing today, the meeting today, the Security Council, where you had everyone except for China in terms of those who spoke coming down on Russia saying, how can you make these accusations where you have backed the regime and, you know, the Assad regime in Syria, for example, who was known to have you know, utilized chemical attacks. So and when it is suspected that Russia themselves has their own chemical weapon stockpile. So it was an awkward position, you would think, for Russia to be in making these accusations today.
Our guest today is Fox News reporter Alexandria Hoff, who sat in on an emergency UN Security Council meeting that was called by Russia to discuss the idea of chemical weapons and biological warfare found in Ukraine. Big stuff, and we have more right after this. I'm also thinking back to recent history with this guy, Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader. The Russians allegedly tried to poison him for speaking out against Vladimir Putin using a Soviet nerve agent. Obviously, the United States reacted with sanctions on that because anytime any country uses chemical weapons, it's a violation of international law. This guy, Navalny, survived the poisoning, but now he's locked up in Russia. But I think it just kind of exercises the point that Russia is not afraid to use these chemical weapons, and this hearing they called at the UN may be some sort of pretext for them doing so. All right, so let's look at this from the perspective of the Ukrainians here. Specifically, their president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is really worried about this. He denied Russia's accusation, of course, says the accusation itself, though, was a bad sign. Why might he think that?
Well, he thinks that if this is in the Russian mind right now, if they have come up with this story, fabricated some things that they thought that they found, that this could signal that chemical warfare is on their minds and something that they might want an excuse to deploy. The other concern right now is that there are biomedical research labs in Ukraine. We do know that the U.S. government is saying that is indeed the case. And in any kind of laboratory setting, you have research materials, pathogens. You're looking at different kind of viruses. Again, that would be the case in research labs anywhere in the world. But even benign substances used for research, if they get into the wrong hands, deployed in the wrong way, I mean, even that could be used against the Ukrainian people. So there is a concern that perhaps if the Russian military infiltrates some of these labs, that material could be used in a nefarious way.
Well, really scary stuff there is that, you know, they might be able to use it against the Ukrainians if they get their hands on it. I never thought of that angle. So I guess there's multiple concerns, not only with Russia using it against them, but with them using certain materials against themselves. Finally, I want to talk about some of the international reaction to this. You touched on the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. You touched on China, who is also accused of spreading false information on the whole COVID-19 thing started in China, as we all know. What are some of the other world powers saying about this, specifically maybe the UN ambassador to the U.S. and others?
The UN ambassador to the U.S. almost was regretting in her voice having to speak about this. She certainly finds that this is an attempt to delegitimize Ukraine and to legitimize disinformation, deceiving people, she said today, to justify President Putin's war of choice against the Ukrainian people. I heard another really interesting moment from Albania's ambassador to the UN.
Russia has accused Ukraine of genocide in Donbas, which is ridiculous. It has also accused Kiev of seeking to produce nuclear weapons, which is outrageous. It has accused Ukraine of bombarding its own cities, which is preposterous.
He said in every other situation, everybody would have thought that this is a joke. He was responding to what the Russian ambassador had said, that this would have sounded like a joke, but it's not, because we see what's happening in Ukraine and we see what's happening to people. And, you know, I'll add another one. So the British ambassador to the UN, Barbara Woodward, also said that with this meeting held today, that Russia is sinking to new depths, and she does not want to see the UN dragged down with it. Just the idea of holding this meeting, I think, took a lot of people aback. It was at the request of Russia. It was held, and many found it disgusting what they came there to say.
Yeah, indeed. Disgusting, scary, but also, you know, really important at least to look at here is this war on Ukraine continues on, and we don't know which way it's going, but if it goes the way of biological and chemical warfare, I'm worried about the rest of the world. Fox's Alexandria Hoff, we really appreciate your time. Extremely good insight there. Thanks for joining us on the Fox News Rundown War on Ukraine podcast.
John, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.